Hi, this is Sabina speaking, and I would like to talk to you about your personal boundaries and why they are so important to have them set. So personal boundaries are lines that you have set that define what behaviour you will and will not accept. They confirm your values, your self-esteem, and within your boundaries, you will have far more confidence of who you are. Boundaries create a safer, calmer, and nourishing environment for you to grow in. And as Sherry Campbell, author of Adult Survivors of Toxic Member Families, said in her book, boundaries are a statement of your self-respect. So the question is, why are so many people's boundaries weak? As a therapist, I feel that people with weak boundaries, or people in some cases have no boundaries at all, they have never had the conviction or the opportunity to establish them, and that is not their fault. Often the environment in which they grew up, it would be much safer and much easier just to go along with things and be the people pleaser and try hard to just try and keep the peace, not to annoy anybody or anger anyone, so that that person then doesn't have to experience anxiety, worry, fear. Often people are told, set your boundaries of what you want and the goals that you want to achieve and the person you want to be. But my experience in clinic is that those clients that have poor boundaries have had them for a very long time. Always putting others first, being the willing horse, especially in the workplace, appeasing their partners, they simply don't know who they are, what values they stand for, and the big one, they simply do not know what they want from life. So firstly, setting boundaries in a toxic relationship is difficult. Usually the boundaries are poorly respected by the toxic person, and however much you try to shore them up, it's just like, you know, a bulldozer just ploughing their way through. If a person tries to protect their boundaries by asking the toxic perpetrator to be more respectful and not be so denigrating, this can leave the victim open to further ridiculing and hurtful responses. The result, the victim soon adopts a policy of no boundaries. It's easier. You'd then start to get the feeling you're not good enough. You feel you have no resilience. And an interesting one, you feel you can't do anything unless you have the support of others. So making decisions becomes difficult, and the person doesn't want to make a mistake, and as mentioned, doesn't want to alienate anyone. The bottom line is they simply fail to flourish. That will then have a knock-on effect in every department of their life, from the type of foods that they'll eat, the clothes they wear, holidays they go on, the relationships that they have, the jobs that they pick. The issue, however, with poor boundaries is that it's almost like a homing beacon for people on the prowl to befriend a people pleaser, someone that they can control that will do their bidding, so that then they can set the boundaries themselves on that person. Now, there can be physical or mental boundaries. The physical boundaries that we set for ourselves is how comfortable are we with somebody holding our hand, giving us a hug, putting their arm around us, or going further on into intimacy. The other mental boundaries that we can set is what opinions we hold, our emotions, whether we reject guilt or we accept blame, or involved in how we're being spoken to, if it were being spoken in a disrespectful way, and not accepting ridicule or hurtful responses. These mental and emotional boundaries can apply particularly in a workplace. The boundary of being able to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't help you, or no, I don't want to do that, or no, that's going to clash with my schedule, and so on, has to be one of the most difficult boundaries to maintain, as the person doesn't want to be seen to be uncaring or unhelpful. However, the more the person's schedule or volume of work is added to or altered to unwillingly, the more that they become anxious and also become then very resentful. Isn't it better to politely decline the request? I know what you're thinking. Yep, I can hear you. If the boss asks me to do something, I can't say no. If a client wants something, I can't say no because I might lose business or I might get fired from the boss. You know, I can't, you know, it's not so simple. You're absolutely right. It isn't so simple. However, there has to be a cutoff point, a point where your body language and your self-confidence is able to say, no, I'm sorry. So how do you restore your boundaries? Well, firstly, know why you have weak boundaries. Has it been for ease sake, you know? Or is it to keep you away from fearful and unpleasant situations or repercussions? Have you a low self-worth? Or is your sense of self low? In other words, you have no essence of who you are. If you've been a constant people pleaser, you won't have a true sense of who you are. You really won't have a sense of what actually makes you tick. Are you going to tolerate being made fun of in public? Or are you being taken for granted? That's a big one. Feel that your thoughts and feelings have no value. In the workplace, your work is never validated. Others take the praise for the work that you have done. You never get that promotion. And the concern is that the person then believes the narrative of themselves. They accept the situation. However, anxiety, fear, panic attacks, feeling of guilt, shame, they start to bubble to the surface, feeling utterly insecure of their abilities. Is it wise to write down the boundaries that you want to establish and then enforce them immediately? I personally don't think that is wise. Setting boundaries and their strengths depends on the person's environment. So what do I mean by that? Okay, so say you live with somebody who has got narcissistic traits. Setting strong boundaries in one go is only going to alienate them and antagonize them. So set small boundaries in certain areas and then expand month by month until you're confident that you can maintain the boundaries. And if they do get knocked down, you won't see that as a dreadful setback. You'll be able to look at the situation more rationally and be able to rebuild, because you, as you're setting these boundaries and getting them stronger month by month, you're also gaining confidence. And with that confidence, your boundaries will get stronger. So in the clinic, we work with hypnotherapy and EMDR, which is eye motion, desensitization and reprocessing. And we work on the type of boundaries the client feels comfortable having. We work on self-esteem, resilience in keeping those boundaries. And we also work on acceptance, Now that's a big one. Acceptance of what's happened in the past. That's a very difficult one for a lot of people. What's happened in the past has happened. That doesn't mean you can condone it. I do stress that. It's not that you condone it. You've accepted it because it's in the past. It can't be changed. So by accepting it, this allows you to stop letting the past dictate the now and the future. We also work on how to be calm and assertive, not being aggressive when trying to hold your boundaries. And usually, actually, the less aggressive you are, when you're nice and calm but firm, that is far more positive in holding your boundaries, particularly if it's accompanied with a good body language, because it keeps the person slightly guessing. They don't quite know how far they can push you. So you can be polite, firm, and hold your boundaries. Now, if you'd like to know more of how I work with boundaries and clients and work with their self-esteem, just give me a call, an email, make contact. I'd love to hear from you. So, you know, you do deserve a life you're born to live. And perhaps the start for many of you might not be a kind one, but hopefully the future can have a brighter prospect. Thank you.